people drunk, people using drugs, people attacking each other, sometimes attacking the drivers and staff. And indeed, the staff of the transport service have long called for a proper public police service, transport police service we put in place. And we see this as something that's absolutely vital. Personally, I feel it needs to be a division of An Garda Síochána, so they have the powers to arrest and detain people and to progress, you know, a system where we can see people prosecuted when they do serious damage and serious harm to our public transport service. Because we want more people to use public transport for a whole range of reasons. And it has to be safe, it has to be convenient, and it has to be affordable. But safety is one of the big reasons why people don't use it, and why people, particularly after dark and in areas where there are perhaps coming home from nightlife or that things like that, there isn't public transport services in place because people won't use it because they feel unsafe to do so. So it's positive that the minister is talking about it, but it's been talked about for years and years and years, and it's time action was taken and that a proper public transport police service was put in place as a division of An Garda Síochána.
And let's say if and when it does eventually finally be rolled out, would you deem it inconceivable that if it were to be rolled out primarily in the capital and, you know, the bigger cities, and perhaps maybe the Sligo line not having a transport police from the initial rollout?
Well, look, I suppose it has to start somewhere, and we acknowledge that. And I think, you know, the train service between Dublin and Sligo has had many incidents over the years where people have felt unsafe. I think at one stage there was a man found to be carrying a weapon, a gun, on the train, and had to be stopped, and a whole incident around that. So, you know, there are of course incidents on our public transport service, on the rail service in particular, but it's not as serious as it is in our cities, and we acknowledge that, and not as regular or as it'll happen as often, thank God. But at the same time, we do need to see that deterrent in place. We need to see a proper public transport system in place. Every place in the world where we go to, we see a system where there's police, which in trains, in bus stations, in places like that, where people congregate, where people come together. You know, and it not just protects people when they're travelling, but it also is there as a deterrent against people who may be into any other kind of criminal behaviour as well. So, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all, of course, but at the same time, we do need to see it across everywhere, and we do need to see a police service which would monitor the train services between Sligo and Dublin, between other cities as well, because we want people to use more of those public transport services, and they won't use them unless they're safe.